Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Carlo Barone of WCBI Sports. Now, get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad here with you on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining me at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. Appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. Want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville, or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. If you're not in Starkville or Tupelo, feel free to join us at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. Get it shipped right to your door. You can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning with a quick trip to strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that. Oh, he's still not here. Beef, it's what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. But if you're not cooking out, if you just want to watch the Diamond Dogs, well, go grab you a steak somewhere, my friends. Steakhouses from one end of the state to the other, they're all awesome. I'm sure they've got a TV in there somewhere, and you can watch the Diamond Dogs play some Mississippi State NCAA tournament baseball. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com. You may have seen I tweeted out a link earlier for the official Starkville regional T-shirt. You know, as regional T-shirts go, guys, I know that a lot of these times they're not, you know, these official shirts, they're not the best looking. I thought this was really sharp. Comes in gray or maroon. M over S logo on there. I liked it a lot. Check it out at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, originally by Fleet Feet, followed by the Half Shell. Or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Whatever you're looking for in Mississippi State, they've got it at College Corner. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now, more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You need to talk to a person who knows you by name, not just by your account number. You need to talk to the good folks at Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. We will talk baseball later in the show. Mark Etheridge from D1 Baseball joins us. I got him to go a little bit into detail the process of what was going on Sunday, well, why they thought State might be out, and, of course, how State gets back in to the hosting discussion. But I want to start, it's not really just softball. You know, last week we talked about these clutch performances, and we've got to add another one to the list and what Delaney Everett was able to do on Sunday as Mississippi State shuts out Oklahoma for the first time since nearly 400 games. The stats coming out of this series win for State are just ridiculous. So what I did was I want to say, where does that win rank? Because I saw Peter Burns of the SEC Network tweet about it. He said, where does that win? He was talking about Friday's win, which was a huge win, but obviously the one on Sunday would take precedence. So where does that rank all time when we're talking about not just softball, but the history of this university? I put together a short list. I want to get y'all's thoughts on it. But first, let's talk to Coach Ricketts. She did say she would come back on the podcast if Mississippi State were to advance, and that's exactly what she did. So I talked earlier today to Coach Samantha Ricketts. All interviews here on Thunder and Lightning are brought to you by my friends over at Allura Modern Wellness. We got regionals this weekend, all right? People are going to be having a good time. After that's all said and done, it might be time for a little bit of recovery. You go see my friends over at Allura Modern Wellness. Whatever it is that makes you feel better, they're going to help you with that, with heat, with cold, with stretching, with stress relief and relaxation. All of these services are available to you at Allura Modern Wellness. Their website's AlluraModernWellness.com. You can book everything that they offer. You can book it right there online. You don't have to do anything else, but you can call them if you want some more information. Call them today at 662-268-9255. Allura Modern Wellness brings you this interview with Mississippi State head softball coach Samantha Ricketts. Let it never be said that Samantha Ricketts is not a woman of her word. As we finished up our interview last week, I said, all right, if y'all win, you got to come back. And she said, absolutely, I will. So here she is, Coach Samantha Ricketts, live at the Women's College World Series. My first question is a very important one because it affects not only me and you, but all of mankind. Can we eat broccoli? Are we allowed to eat it?
Absolutely. We're having it for the team dinner the night before game day. We will be We've got it in all forms.
Okay.
Cooked. We steamed it in the dugout the other day. It was so hot. Raw, whatever it takes.
Well, I don't know if you saw this or not, but Strange Brew Coffee House is putting out a, or Churn and Spoon is putting out a broccoli flavored ice cream. I am supposed to go try it tomorrow. I will
You have
report.
to.
I'll go
You have
report.
to
I
try
will
that
report
now.
back. I will tag you in my my review of the broccoli ice cream. You know, as a coach, it would have been emotional enough to go to your first Women's College World Series as the head coach here at Mississippi State. To do it at Oklahoma, at your alma mater, with everything else that's going on there. How did you manage the emotions of Sunday afternoon?
I mean, it was honestly surreal. It was just, I think it, the first 5 minutes, I didn't say anything besides, oh my God, just trying to comprehend the moment, not just for myself, but for this team and for this program. And then obviously, with it being Coach Gasso and that program is always tough as well. But just, you know, she said, if it can't be us, it needs to be you. Good luck. You know, she was exactly the, you know, who I thought she would be in that moment, and just very thankful for her guidance and her influence on my career. And then at the same time, just very excited for this program and for this opportunity we have in front of us.
So, you know, I know you're a fan of the game, obviously. You know, I don't think you're one of those people who's like, once my team gets eliminated, I'm done watching the sport for right now. You watch the Women's College World Series. What has it been like seeing Mississippi State on the graphics and seeing stuff all over town welcoming Mississippi State?
And it's just, you know, something I think you always strive for as a coach. And when we're watching it, like, man, you know, we want to be there. That's the goal. This is what we want to do. And for it to come to fruition, and in this moment with this group, and you've got Delaney and Peja and Nadia just all over town. And really, you know, the last, I don't even know what day it is anymore, but 48 hours in trying to get everything planned for this week, like the amount of directions everybody's being pulled in, like it's a lot. So I think for us right now, it's about being in the moment, enjoying this, celebrating it, but then knowing that as we get closer to Thursday, that we still have a job to do, and we got to be able to lock back in.
So that was going to be one of my questions a little later, but we'll do it right now. Obviously, this is a moment where you want your team to soak it in. You want to have that enjoyment of we're at the College World Series, but at the same time, there's still a job to do. I always think of Kobe Bryant at that press conference, like job's not done, kind of moment. But at the same time, you want to have the fun of college sports. As a coach, how do you balance that? What's the message to your players? Hey, take all this in, but we still have a job to do.
Yeah, that was really the message yesterday. We did a little short practice just really to get them moving. And it was really, I told them one thing that this group has done really well all year long is they know when to lock in and when to have fun and let loose. And, you know, I think you even saw that in the game on Sunday. Like it was, you know, to date, the biggest game of maybe in program history. And they were loose and having fun and just being themselves. And so I think that's kind of just the same thing. Like, let's keep doing what we do best and enjoy being around each other, be present in the moment. And then as we get closer in our preparation, we know that we have continued to have work in front of us that we need to prepare for.
It's almost like you're reading my questions off my sheet here, Coach, because you just hit on something else there. In the last 10 days, you've been involved in three of the biggest wins, obviously in your program's history, but more than that, in Mississippi State sports history. I would put what happened on Sunday in the same tier as State, you know, winning in the College World Series for the men, Morgan Williams' shot to beat UConn, so on and so forth. It's in that tier. As a coach, can you have that moment of, I did that. We did that. Can you, especially again when it's not over yet, can you take stock of what you've done?
I mean, I don't think it's truly hit us yet because we are so much on there's still work in front of us that we need to do. Obviously, we did enjoy it. You know, we did a really good job of celebrating. We had the team together, we invited all the families, took over a restaurant in Norman. And you know, just as we're kind of watching it back on TV and they're listing all the stats and, you know, everything they talked about, just how it hadn't been done in so many years. It's really cool to think about, but and I think just the magnitude of it all, no, it's probably something after we're done with all this that we'll look back and be like, well, that was really big, wasn't it?
The stats coming out of this have just been ludicrous. Like it's some video game kind of stuff. If I read your resume right, you went to the College World Series once as a GA while you were at Oklahoma. So you
Yes.
have some experience there, but not a ton. You have someone on your staff who's got a whole bunch of experience in this moment, and in Coach Mo McKinney, and what she's been able to do as a player. Do you, in a week like this, do you rely on her just a little bit more to be like, hey, we need you to explain to these players what we're going to be going through here?
See, now you're reading my mind because that's exactly the conversation that we had yesterday. We circled back once we got checked in back to our hotel, had just another kind of staff meeting, things we wanted to look forward towards the week and what our plan was for everything. And Wednesday, we're gonna kind of get everybody locked back in, and she's gonna address the team on exactly that, just what to expect from this week, what the environment is like, how to enjoy it and be in the moment when it is on the stage. But it's exactly the reason that I hired her, just knowing that Coach T has been on the stage as both a player and a coach. And that can't be understated, just how difficult that is. And what she's done over the course of her career is just really special. And I'm very thankful to have her be a part of this journey for us. And she kind of even talked us through it in our meeting yesterday. It's like, hey, I asked her, I said, what are we missing? We're going through the manual, we're trying to plan everything. I said, what are we missing that's not something that maybe we would read here that you think we need to make sure that we're prepared for?
I'm gonna make you pick your favorite kid kind of moment here, because I, just from as terms of a pitching performance, I'm not worried about the stakes of the game. I know that Sunday's win was bigger. Just in terms of a pitching performance, though, Faircloth no hitter or Everett shutout on Sunday.
I mean, I can't, I don't think I can pick. I think they're just both just unreal performances. What Alyssa did at Oregon against the seeded host team, just I think also something you don't see that's ever done before. And then Delaney, just I mean, again, how do you choose? That moment is just unbelievable for a pitcher who's been here, who's been through so much over the course of her career, who's only thrown 12 innings this year, and to get the start. And then just to absolutely gut it out the way she did is just, I'm so proud of both of them. But I think obviously that Delaney moment with what that game meant for this program in that moment is always going to be probably the one that stands out the most to all of us.
I don't know what it is about Mississippi State sports that allows the university as a whole to create slogans off of every great win. But we've got, we don't have fans, your family. We've got praise the Lord and go dogs. We've got all this. Now we've got an underdog is still a freaking dog. When are the t-shirts going to get printed?
Listen, we're trying. We said we should have
That should have been the
trademarked
first thing you
that
did, call a lawyer.
one. Should have. But we're working on them right now. Mossy Oak helped us out with the Starkville versus everybody when we traveled out here. And we're trying to get something turned around pretty quick for the girls for this week as well.
Your team this year, we'll be nice. We'll say it was a team that won a lot of games with pitching. That hitting this year was an issue for your team at times. Then you go put 11 runs on the board. You come from behind twice on Friday. Then you put up 6 runs on Oklahoma. Where's the offense coming from? What is this late season surge? And or should we just give you all the credit for
Now, we were just saving them for the right time. That's all we were doing over here.
it?
No, I think it really, all of this started probably about a month ago through those last couple of weeks of SEC play where it was a struggle to score some runs and there were some really frustrating losses and wasted pitching performances, quite frankly. And Coach Bratton told the team a story about just priming the pump and just continuing to put in the work, and the water's going to rise. And just because we're not seeing the results yet doesn't mean they're not going to show up for us. And we really just kind of locked back in and just in the way we were practicing a little bit, really just made it simple. Just tried to take some of the pressure off and the overthinking of just go out there and do what you're here to do. A little bit more attack mindset instead of being a little passive in the box. And we just really bought into that and practiced that week after week after week. And I think we started to see it show up for us last week and then really over the weekend and really the toughest environment it could.
Are you guys the villains this week? You knocked out the Oklahoma. You knocked out the team that's, from this state. Are you worried that you guys are wearing the black hat a little bit?
No, not at all. We're embracing the underdog role. We're David. We've got another giant in front of us. And I think we're just really excited and we think everybody's in our corner right now. And we honestly, either that or we wanted to kind of count us out, one or the other.
You got the Starkville versus everybody shirt on, so I guess that'll go along with that. All right, one more thing. If you win the national title, you got to come back on the podcast.
Deal. Let's do
Deal.
it.
All right. Coach Samantha Ricketts in Oklahoma City, good luck to you this week as you try to bring your first national title to Mississippi State.
Thank you. Hail State.
I can't wait to try the broccoli ice cream, just for the record. And I should mention also, I got a text today from our friends over at Boardtown Pizza and Pints, where, as I've mentioned, Thunder and Lightning is going to be live Thursday, tomorrow, starting at 1 o'clock, 1 to 2, be live there. Come by, grab a pie. We're going to have some great guests. I've already confirmed former Diamond Dog Cole Gordon is going to join us to come by and talk a little MSU baseball. Maybe somebody, we have other people in the works there. So please come by 1 o'clock on Thursday to see us at Boardtown Pizza and Pints for a special edition of Thunder and Lightning Live. Carlo will be there as well. You can meet and greet the superstars, plus me and Carlo. So that'll be a lot of fun. But they did tell me they were going to try to put together a broccoli pizza. And again, I'm game. I like broccoli. Broccoli is good. Not something I didn't eat until I was an older man. Like, kid Brian wasn't much for broccoli, but I eat broccoli all the time. I had broccoli last night. So love it. It's good stuff. So here's my list. The greatest wins in school history. I could be wrong. I've got seven. But two of them are from the same team, and that's 2021 baseball, the two wins over Vanderbilt, right? Now, look, within that season, there's a bunch of big wins, right? I would say, you know, the win over Ole Miss on a Sunday really got this team going in the right direction. You know, you get into the Super Regionals, and winning the game there is obviously huge. Both wins against Texas, Tanner Leggett's walk-off is huge. Obviously, the game against Virginia and Brian O'Connor's Virginia, Tanner Allen's home run that turned that game around, huge. But you got to put the two national title games at the very top, right? We're talking about most importance here at Mississippi State. They've got to be number one and number two regardless. So everything else is kind of playing for second place for me. I've got three football games on here. Now, none of the football games are going to have the same stakes because we're not talking about ever being in a position to win a national title here at Mississippi State. So it's about, you know, what did they mean in that moment? So the three I've got: State beating Alabama in 1980, 6-3. You end Alabama's long winning streak. I've got Mississippi State, Arkansas, 1998. State wins that game to basically clinch the West. People forget that they did need to beat Ole Miss the next week to officially clinch it, but all the hay was in the barn, so to speak, once you beat Arkansas. So that would be on the list. And then 2014 Auburn, the game that, you know, you win that and the next day you're the number one team in the nation. Big games, but the stakes are not the same. These are all regular season games. You know, great moments, great wins for the Bulldogs. You know, a lot of great memories for all of us, but I can't say that that's going to be number two. I can't say that any one of those is going to be number two. For men's basketball, I went with maybe a little bit of a controversial choice, but I went with the Sweet 16 game against UConn. I just felt like once they beat UConn, I never had a doubt they were going to beat Cincinnati. And I could have gone with the SEC tournament win over Kentucky, but the stakes are, again, I'm trying to come at this from a place of how big a game was it? What did it mean to win this game? And beating UConn, who was the one seed in that regional and had Ray Allen and was a known power, and winning that game, that's the seminal moment of that Final Four run. You know, not so much beating Cincinnati the next 2 days later. The UConn win is the one that stands above the rest for me. So that's where I put it. And then the only real competition here is the win over UConn. Morgan William, the shot, 111-game winning streak ended. You know, you beat this, you know, again, a game where you know, they have this in common, right? You took down a dynasty. I mean, Oklahoma had been to what? Six, seven straight College World Series. They just a dominant program, same as UConn was when Mississippi State won that game. I think I got to give the edge to the UConn game because it's in the Final Four, whereas this was in a Super Regional. So here's the thing, though: State can get it. Softball can get the top spot in this list. They can get pretty close. I don't think they can. I think Mississippi State fans, because of their love for baseball, they just love baseball more than softball. So it's simple as fact. That's not, we're not offending anybody by saying that. It's just the truth. I think those two will be the number one always. But if you want to come at what's number two, it could be that if softball were to continue on here, they have a chance to get ahead of the UConn game. The only thing that hurts them is they've already beaten the UConn. They've already beaten the dynasty team to get to this point. So I say that what happened on Sunday is the third biggest win in the history of Mississippi State sports. That's where I would put it right now. I would put that as the number three win, regardless of sport, in Mississippi State history. Agree or disagree? You know what to do. Let me know on the Twitters at Brian Haydad. You let me know what your thoughts are. But that's where if I had to go with top five, I would go the baseball, women's basketball, softball, men's basketball, and then for me, I would say the 14 Auburn game, because that is the pinnacle of modern Mississippi State football. That's how I would rank them. That's just my opinion. I could be wrong, as somebody else used to say. All right, let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Kine District, the place to find smoked Southern soul food. And the Older Brother. I got to eat at both of those restaurants last week. That's what we like to call a good week. It's a good week when you get to eat at Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother in the same week. I suggest you have a good week. All right, you can be up here this weekend for the regional. Find the time, all right? Friday, Mississippi State baseball playing the early game. Get out there. Go to Two Brothers afterwards. Saturday, State's playing the late game. Head to the Cotton District for lunch. Eat at the Older Brother. You can do it. You can have a good week with meals at Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for over 50 years. If you are looking for business technology, you need a copier, printer, laptops, whatever it is, my friends at Advantage Business Systems will get you taken care of. But more importantly, they're going to take care of you long after you walk out the door with the sale. All right? They're there for you all the way. Something goes wrong, you can call them. Because they're in Mississippi, just like you, a lot of problems are going to fix your problem the exact same day. 601-362-9192 or visit them online at absms.com. But now Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon & Co., that's the place to go if you are looking for great Mississippi State gear. And I've got some good news for you. Thursday, when we're doing our show at Bordertown Pizza and Pints, I'm going to have a gift card from Maroon & Co. to give away to somebody. All you got to do is come up and show me that you're a Thunder and Lightning listener. I'm going to give out a passcode on Thursday's show. You got to know the code. You come up to me, you say this, I'm going to have a few things for you to pick from. If you want to pick the Maroon and White, the Maroon and Co. Company gift card, you can have it. Tomorrow's show, we'll give you a passcode. We're going to have plenty of great stuff to give away, I think. And I'll tell you about it tomorrow. But the Maroon and Co. gift card could be yours. And if you don't get that, it doesn't matter. You can still go to Maroon & Co. They got all sorts of great stuff. They've got a new line of hats coming in that I want you guys to check out. Let me get the exact name here, because I know that New Era, which a lot of you guys were trying to get for your kids, they don't make youth hats. So these are Richardson hats. They look exactly like the New Era hats, but they're available in the youth sizes, extra small, small, so and medium, and so on and so forth. So if you're looking for some hats for your kids that you can't find the New Era hats, check out my friends at Maroon & Co. and use the promo code THUNDER15 to save 15% off when you shop at Maroon & Co. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. It's a little sunnier today, but the rain is just kicking our you-know-what this past couple weeks. We're going to have to fight back very soon. We do that at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden with John Deere Green. Zero-turn mowers, commercial mowers, compact tractors, and Gators, if you're trying to get off-road, they've got it all at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden with great deals available, great financing available, as low as 0% for up to 84 months on select tractors right now. Whatever you're trying to do out in the yard this weekend, Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden has something that makes it easier for you. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo, they have what you want for less. If you're a landowner in the state of Mississippi, the name to know is Good Hope Land and Timber. Good Hope Land and Timber, years of experience, experts in their field, make them experts in your field. Just give them a phone call. Trying to buy or sell land, be it a couple hundred or a couple thousand acres, Good Hope Land and Timber certainly make that purchase happen for you. But if you're already a landowner and you just need to know what to do, man, you need to know how to manage your land, keep it sustainable, manage your timber, manage your resources, Our friends at Good Hope Land and Timber are more than happy to help you. Give them a call today at 601-442-9888. Visit them online at g-hope.com. Locally trusted, landowner approved, Good Hope Land and Timber. All right, earlier today I caught up with Mark Etheridge of D1 Baseball. Let's go to that conversation now. Again, brought to you by our friends over at Alora Modern Wellness. Got his thoughts on the insight on the on how they come through their brackets. You know, there was a lot of controversy on Sunday with State being on and off the hosting bubble. How do they come to their decisions? He talks about that and gives us his thoughts on the Starkville Regional, where he will be in attendance covering for D1 Baseball. Here's my conversation with D1 Baseball's Mark Etheridge. Let's talk some baseball. Let's talk some brackets with the man from D1 Baseball who knows all about that, Mark Etheridge. And, Mark, you try to start a fire over here. You try to start a riot in Starkville on Sunday when that bracket came out. Sort of talk us through the process there of, you know, Saturday evening, State still in the hosting discussion. Saturday or Sunday morning, it looks like maybe it's turning the other way. And then by the time we get to Sunday evening, State's back in as a host. Talk us through the process there of what you were hearing and why the decisions that you made.
Yeah, I mean, we had 17 teams that we felt were host worthy. And we were trying to decide between West Virginia, Kansas, Mississippi State, and Arkansas. And as we went through there, we saw that West Virginia and Kansas were destined to meet in the Big 12 final. We felt like they would both get spots. And so that led us to compare Mississippi State and Arkansas. And really what it did, it came down to an exercise in what do you value? Okay. So with Mississippi State, you had a less than stellar record against the best teams, but a great record against the bad teams. Okay. Arkansas was kind of the reverse.
Right.
They had a really good quad one record. I pull it up here, 16-12 compared to 9-14 for Mississippi State. They had the head-to-head series win. They had 20 conference wins. But they lost some games, right? They lost 2 in quad 3, 3 in quad 4. And as a result, their RPI was lower because of that. And the committee felt that those bad losses that was a big difference in that. Now the other piece of this is the regional advisory committees, which are coaches who rank the teams in their area, went through, and they had Mississippi State ahead of Arkansas pretty much all year, and honestly, from the eye test, so did I, until about 2 weeks ago, and Arkansas made that move, and they were really close at that point. So then the eye test was close. So then it was more about resume.
Yeah.
And as a group, we went for high end wins versus the lack of, you know, bad losses.
Yeah.
So that was the process.
And let me ask you this. I've said this for a few years now, but does seeing what happened this week, does it kind of add some credence to the idea that the SEC tournament, great event, a lot of fun, but unless you're on the bubble, it's ultimately kind of meaningless?
Yeah, sure. Sure looks that way. I do think that depending on the situation, there are some exceptions. I think had Ole Miss gone on a run like Arkansas did, their resume is a little different. Their strength of schedule was better. That might have mattered to them. Not ahead of Mississippi State. I think the four and O would have been a starter. But I do think maybe they could have pushed someone else on, especially if the Big 12 would have ended differently. Okay. I think that would have been that rare occasion where a team needs conference wins and could have got those because they look at the aggregate win total in conference.
When we look at the Starkville Regional, we really may get one of the better pitching matchups of the first round, but that won't be with Mississippi State plays. Yeah. It'll be the Cincinnati Louisiana game. These three teams, you know, Lipscomb is a team we've already seen here in Starkville, that crazy 26-0 game on a Sunday. But Cincinnati and Louisiana's playing really good baseball right now. They had a good run there to finish out the Sun Belt. Cincinnati's been a really good team in the Big 12 this year. What do you like about those two teams in particular? What makes you, what if I said one of those two teams is going to upset Mississippi State, why would they do it?
Well, Cincinnati, I saw them earlier this year when they beat Auburn. They played a midweek game and kind of handled them. I think that my takeaway from that is Jordan Bischel, their head coach, plays a unique style of baseball. They are very aggressive. They bunt, they hit and run, the steal bases. They've got some thump, but it's more a couple of guys hitting the homers, and everybody else is just running like crazy. So catcher is going to be really important. Infield defense is going to be important because they're going to apply pressure. And I think that's, especially you get in the postseason and everybody get the game speed up just a little bit, and you have the big crowd and you're wanting to impress, and it's easy to make a mistake. And that's exactly what they're trying to do. So that would be one way that I could see Cincinnati having success. With Louisiana, you mentioned it. They played really well down the stretch. We didn't have them in the field maybe 3 weeks ago, and they moved up, and you can make a case they should be a two seed. I think Mississippi State kind of got a rough draw there because you got a pair of two seeds, even though you got a four. I mean, that's kind of it was kind of a harsh move sending Lipscomb back to Starkville based on what happened before. Somebody had a sense of humor, a cruel one. I do think that Mississippi State should be able to just bludgeon them in that opening game. I don't know if pitch off is the right word because you might just be cautious with it and use somebody for a couple innings and then see how the offense goes. And maybe you need to stay with them, or maybe you can hold them in case you need them, on Monday.
Yeah, that's been a thought of mine, how State will attack this from a pitching perspective. Obviously, don't expect to see Valinkas. Really don't expect to see McPherson in the first game, but Duke Stone, or do they maybe even want to go deeper into the bullpen? Could be a possibility. Let's talk about what Mississippi State is now that appears Ryan McPherson is fully back. Through a simulator game or however you want to call it, a scrimmage on Saturday. I talked to O'Connor yesterday, said he's full go. They can put him out there and they don't have to worry about managing a pitch count or anything like that. This Mississippi State team, I think if they had had McPherson the whole season, would have probably squared away that hosting
Yeah,
discussion a
I agree.
lot earlier. Is this a different team now? Do you see this as a team that can not only compete to win this regional, but can go to Georgia in a week and possibly come out of there and go back to Omaha?
Yeah, the ceiling's higher, no doubt. I mean, that was the concern over the last few weeks is, after Friday, what does the pitching look like? And certainly Stone's had some moments, but it seemed like, he'll have two or three good innings and then he'll have a bad one. And it gets away from him. But it's in there. I mean, that's a really talented kid. And you always see these great stories of a
All right,
talented
y'all, we're
player
gonna make five.
putting it together during the postseason. I do think that McPherson does change the look. I also like the fact that, Jacob Parker, freshman, it just continues to get better. He's not a freshman anymore. And he could be that kind of this could be his coming out party to the rest of the country, right? That doesn't follow it as close as we do. But I like where Mississippi State is from an age standpoint. I think they'll handle the moments. A lot of older players, but there's some really talented young kids who've grown up over the course of the year and have a chance to really shine.
It's kind of interesting to see the betting odds. State, as you said, was one of the last teams kind of locked into a host spot, but then you see odds to win the national championship. I think State was fifth from FanDuel. I mean, there's obviously a lot of people who see what this team, from a talent perspective, can be. Who's the player in this regional that could make the biggest difference? Is it McPherson, or is there another player that you've got an eye on that you say, hey, if he shows up for Mississippi State, that's going to go a long way for them?
Yeah, for D1, we're breaking down all of the 16 regionals, and of course, I got the Starkville one since I'm heading over there this week, and we have something called the X Factor, and it's Ryan McPherson. I mean, it
You guys
is.
stole that from this podcast. We do it on every
Yeah,
week.
well, that's the category, and he's going to be it. Although I was tempted to go with just the whole dude effect, right? Because that will be different. Because
8 o'clock
everyone
on
thinks that they're
Saturday
ready
night if
for it.
State's playing. Goodness gracious.
Yeah. And it's an 8 o'clock start. I mean,
Yeah.
people have been grilling and imbibing all day. It's going to be electric, and I can't wait to see it. But I do think that that can impact. I mean, no one can prepare for it until you've been in it, and it's going to be quite the atmosphere.
From a just an overall tournament standpoint, who's the what's the regional where you're the most confident that the number one seed's not going to win it?
Not going to win it. Okay. It's a good question.
Mine might upset some of my listeners, but I'm pretty sure Ole Miss is coming out of Lincoln.
Yeah. That would be on my short list as well. And I like Arkansas and Lawrence.
That's
Kansas,
another one.
first time host. Arkansas is a veteran team, went to Omaha last year. A lot of those guys back, and they're playing well right now. Those would be two. Maybe another one to keep an eye on. North Carolina is really good, but if Tennessee can stay in the winners bracket, that's a talented team. A lot of them are young, and they don't have a lot of pitching depth, but the ones they have are really good, and they could absolutely, if somebody's going to lose in that top, five, six teams, that would be my pick.
Wow. Going to be an interesting weekend here in Starkville, and Mark will be here in the press box with us. Looking forward to seeing you up there, buddy, and ready for the best time of year for college baseball.
Can't wait. It's going to be a blast.
So hitting on something that Mark brought up there, or kind of hinted at, could State go deeper into the bullpen on Friday? Could they go someone like Billingsley or maybe Sweeney and really try to hold Duke Stone? The issue obviously becomes what happens if you win in three games and Stone doesn't pitch. You got to find a way to get him some innings, something there. I don't know the answer to that question, but it's a possibility. This is a team that State, the first two games of that series, State won them easily, but they were a little dicey back and forth. But then the Sunday game kind of stands out. State should win this game easily. It really should. Maybe it's a situation like he mentioned where you give Stone a couple of innings. And if you go up 7-8-0, something like that. And look, it's postseason baseball. Anything can happen. All right, Murray State won their regional at Ole Miss last year. A team comes in, you just don't ever know. But you have to look at things, big picture. You have to look at the percentages. The percentages say Mississippi State's going to win and win pretty easily. So I'll be fascinated to find out what State's rotation is going to end up being. But as Mark said there, McPherson being back changes the dynamic of everything for Mississippi State. It's just going to be about, is he going to be at the level he was at when he got hurt? Because if he is going to be, then yeah, this team, I think they have the fifth best odds to win the national title. That's deserved. Even though for a team that was so inconsistent, if they had had McPherson, they would easily have had two or three more wins this year and probably would be in a much different situation. You're probably talking about being the fifth, sixth, seventh seed, something like that. So State, the X factor, which Kendall Rogers, I know you're listening to Thunder and Lightning, stealing the X factor from us, huh? What's next, huh? Preview, playmakers, and predictions, huh? Things that are true? Thievery. Just saying. McPherson is absolutely the X factor in this. If he's ready to roll, he's not only the X factor for this regional, he's the X factor for the next few weeks. Because going to Georgia, they didn't see McPherson. They haven't seen him. So, could be a difference maker. All right. Tomorrow's show, we'll bring Brooks back for that one. Give a little bit more preview of the weekend to come and talk. Carlo will be with us. He'll be with me on Thursday as well when we're at live at Boardtown Pizza and Pints. Please come by and say hello if you're going to be in the Starkville area. Like I said, we'll have some cool stuff to give away. We're going to have some good guests, and it'll be a lot of fun. Please come say hello to us on Thursday, 1 o'clock at Boardtown Pizza and Pints. Until tomorrow, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
A Super Talk Mississippi media production.